You guys know I'm crazy about Audible because it offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Audible really is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment, with female writers and heroines, celebrity narration, multicast productions with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks. Audible has you covered for any type of excitement that you're looking for. In fact, right now I'm listening to The Second Husband by Kate White. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. That's audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. With four daughters and two on a dance team, I can tell you we go through a lot of mascara in my house. But I'm crazy about L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara, which catches every lash from corner to corner for maximum volume. If you're looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank, this is yours. The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. I've been using it for about 2 weeks now, and I feel like my eye has completely opened up, and the girls are crazy about it too. They've got a tapered brush to catch every lash, one of the best mascara wands that I've ever used. And like I said, this luxe appearance of this gold package, you got to get it. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara. You're going to love it.
The amazing Kate Casey.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality Life with Kate Casey. Hope that you have had a great weekend. And as you go into the holiday weekend, this is going to be a great list for you, especially if you have time to yourself, time to just unwind. You deserve it. So get ready because this is a great list. And also don't forget to get tickets to my live show, July 13th, Irvine Improv. I say this because those tickets are going quick and you are not going to want to miss it. Great guests. It's going to be a great night. Make sure you get your tickets now. Again, this list is fantastic. It's going to be perfect for you when you're looking for something to watch. You can watch this alone or with someone else. There's something for everybody. So the first off the list is this extraordinary documentary that is in theaters on July 1st, but also will be available on streaming, including Amazon and Apple TV. This documentary is called Accepted. And you will probably remember a couple years ago watching viral videos of students receiving their acceptance into some pretty incredible colleges where there's a ton of people around them and they go into the portal and they find out whether or not they got into their dream school and then erupting into cheers and tears once they've realized that they were accepted. Well, Accepted is an intriguing look at the high stakes quest for college admissions. Even if you do not have children in the college age range, I know that I don't, but I have a sister and a niece who got into college just a couple years ago. She's going into her sophomore year. So I am familiar with the headaches that came with trying to get my niece into college because it is so competitive right now, certainly for specific schools as well. And so it's really an eye-opening look at college admissions. And I think even if you've been out of school for a long time, maybe 10 years ago, you can remember that feeling of where am I going to get into college? And that feeling of exhilaration when you find out that you got into your dream school. So this is even more fantastic because it has a crazy story behind it. So as I said, Accepted is this intriguing look at the high stakes quest for college admissions. So in rural Louisiana, the T.M. Landry Prep School boasted this remarkable 100% college acceptance rate for its ambitious, underprivileged high school graduates. And adherence to the strict discipline and unconventional teaching program was created by this charismatic founder, Mike Landry, and he all but guaranteed admission into the country's most elite colleges. I'm talking Harvard, Stanford, Dartmouth, Brown. But did the means justify the ends? When the New York Times reported on the school's secret to success, their expose blew the lid off of Landry's controversial methods, and the school buckles under the scrutiny, leaving the students' fates hanging in the balance. So this documentary follows four students poised to excel before the expose threatens to derail their futures. And the film provides a well-rounded portrait of the students' home lives, their confusion and anxieties, while also seeking to understand Landry's rationale and examines the double standards between the haves and the have-nots in the quest for the elusive college acceptance letter. It's told with nuance and care, and the director, who is in my episode on Wednesday, achieves a poignant, thought-provoking film that is very certain to spark conversation about equity in education and the ethics of college admissions, which, you know, is a big topic now. So it's called Accepted. Again, it's in theaters on July 1st. It will also be available the same day on streaming, Apple TV, Amazon. You will find them there. So make sure you watch it. Very eye-opening, fascinating. And again, that interview with the director is on Wednesday. Another great show is The Bridge on HBO Max if you're looking for a reality show. This features not one, but two groups of strangers who compete to construct a roughly 1,000-foot bridge with their bare hands and limited supplies. They always select the most interesting group of strangers for this show, and you get to see them try to work together to build a bridge. Really, really interesting. It's called The Bridge, like I said, on June 30th. It airs on HBO Max. Citizen Ash is about the legacy of triple Grand Slam barrier-breaking tennis legend and global humanitarian Arthur Ashe. This airs on CNN. Even if you do not love tennis, you will love his story because this is told in Arthur Ashe's own narrative voice and explains his self-exploration and evolution on race relations, his family relationships, and pivotal decisions that shaped his life. If you are unfamiliar with Arthur Ashe, he was an American professional tennis player who won 3 Grand Slam singles titles. He started to play tennis at 6 years old. He was the first Black player selected to the U.S. Davis Cup team and the only Black man ever to win the singles title at Wimbledon, the U.S. Open, and the Australian Open. He retired in 1980, and he was ranked the world's number one player. He is believed to have contracted HIV from a blood transfusion that he received during heart bypass surgery in 1983. So he publicly announced his illness in April of 1992 and began working to educate others about HIV and AIDS. He founded the Arthur Ashe Foundation for the Defeat of AIDS and the Arthur Ashe Institute for Urban Health before his death of AIDS-related pneumonia at the age of 49, on February 6, 1993, and on June 20th, 1993, he was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Bill Clinton. He is an extraordinary figure in history, and that is on CNN on June 26th, and it is called Citizen Ash. This one I thought was intriguing, Secrets of the Oligarch Wives on Paramount Plus. So the women partners of these billionaires who put President Putin in charge risk everything by revealing the secrets of staying in the iron-willed dictator's good graces and the prices some have paid for speaking out. One can only imagine what their lives must be like because I have to assume that they're always terrified of losing their life and the lives of their children, and maybe not all from the perceived enemy, but more like the man they are with. So that is June 28th on Paramount Plus, Secrets of the Oligarch Wives. This one also looks fantastic. It is called Endangered, and it's on HBO. So this documentary, I believe it's produced by Rowan Farrow. It introduces us to 4 different journalists, Sashenka, Patricia, Oliver, and Carl, whose safety and professions are under threat as they cover political rallies, police brutality, BLM protests, and the worldwide COVID-19 pandemic, while confronting slander, hostility, and violence from their own governments. So Endangered chronicles a year in the life of those 4 journalists, living and working in democratic countries where freedom of the press has historically been considered a given. Yet, as online misinformation proliferates and world leaders brazenly denigrate the press, distrust of traditional media is on the rise, and the journalists are increasingly facing situations more typically encountered in war zones or autocratic states. And that's out June 28th. I think that's perfect for anyone who loves documentaries about history, anything having to do with politics. This is right up your alley. Terrifying, by the way, and so true. We take for granted in some parts of this world how important it is to have journalists out there telling us the stories that need to be uncovered. And in many ways, recently, their lives are all in peril. So we have to ensure the safety of journalists uncovering these stories. And this is a window into the lives of those 4 journalists. Can you imagine a college kid now that is like, I want to go out and I want to cover COVID-19, I want to cover any of these things, you would be so terrified for them. It's just the stakes are higher. The world is changing. And I think it's an important story to tell. It's called Endangered on HBO. Two years ago for my birthday, my friend Carlene got me the most perfect birthday gift, a Vuori jogger. Since then, it has become a staple in my wardrobe. To know me is to know I love Vuori joggers. And here's why I love it. The product is incredibly versatile. It can be used for just about any activity like running, training, swimming, yoga, but also awesome for lounging or weekend errands. You will love the way you look in all Vuori clothing. And ordering your new favorite items could not be easier. Their website will showcase all the great colors and for all of their soft and well-made clothes. And here's another reason I love it. Vuori is 100% offsetting their carbon footprint. They're also reducing and offsetting 100% of their plastic footprint from 2019 and beyond. And they are utilizing better sustainable materials for their products, empowering your best active life. And for men, know that my husband loves Vuori pants too. They're perfect for running and his go-to travel pant. Vuori is an investment in your happiness. And for my listeners, they are offering, get this, 20% off your first purchase. Get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/Kate. That's Vuori.com/Kate. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Go to Vuori.com/Kate and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. If you're looking for new style inspiration, Saks.com is the place to go. Saks.com is making it easy for me to shop for the spring with their selection of chic clothes and accessories. Right now, I'm looking at Saks.com so I can find my new going out vibe. I'm looking for a breezy Zimmerman dress for an evening cocktail party. And for my upcoming conference in Los Angeles, I'm looking at bright Chloe blazers because I'm pushing myself to wear more orange and pink. Saks.com will inspire you to shop for everything on your agenda. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way that you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman, and they pass the savings on to us. So I just got a 100% organic cotton tiered maxi skirt in red and a chiffon pleated midi skirt in soft pink. Now I'm going to wear both of them with either a white scoop t-shirt or a black tank top. In fact, wait, should we all get the same outfit and meet for drinks? Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/KateCasey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/KateCasey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/KateCasey. You must watch Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip on Peacock TV. I mentioned it last week. There are three episodes up. There'll be more episodes this week. I kind of love that they did three episodes at one time because the first episode is really funny to watch. And then you would just be left so disappointed if you had to wait another week for another episode. This is why streaming is oftentimes so much better than traditional cable channel networks because, you know, if you're really into something, you want to watch a lot of it. You want to watch the whole season in one sitting or at least a couple episodes. So that is why it's worth it to have Peacock if you like Bravo-related shows because you can binge a bunch. And I think they should do the same with Real Housewives of Miami when it's brought back. It's much better giving the guests like a tranche of episodes. So what you need to know about Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, and by the way, I will cover that this week on my show, is that you have a bunch of women who've been off the air for a while. They're considered the ex-wives club. Some of them have a little bit more realization about probably not being asked to ever come back on another show. So this is sort of a swan song. Others, you feel like they think this is their opportunity to maybe get back on their show or at least get their own spinoff, which in many cases is somewhat delusional. But they're far more an authentic version of themselves versus the packaged version they first presented in their original shows. They're just more laid back, they're letting loose, and they're just far more entertaining to watch, and in some cases, far more relatable. So you've got to check it out. I stand by my previous statement. I do think that Vicki Gunvalson is just so awful to watch on television, the most unlikable housewife I think I've ever seen. And somehow believes that since she was in the original, that it's her show. Not just Real Housewives of Orange County, but just like Real Housewives in general, which I find fascinating because they're all interchangeable, but somehow she believes that it's her show, which is bananas. You got to watch it. There's so much to unpack. I'm telling you, go on Peacock if you don't have it already and just watch those first three episodes. It's worth it. If you love sports, I know that you do too. I've got the Arthur Ashe doc, obviously, but also Catch 98 on the SEC Network is also great. It's the story of Tamika Catchings and the 1997 and 1998 Tennessee Lady Vols. So this is a one-hour documentary. It aired on the 50th anniversary of Title IX. So when Tamika Catchings arrives at the University of Tennessee, Pat Summitt, who, by the way, is a legend, she'd already won 5 national championships, 2 of them in the previous 2 years. Women's basketball at Tennessee was unequivocally the best in the country. I did mention Carla McGee because of the Dream On documentary series, the ESPN 30 for 30, which was also an homage for Title IX last week or the week before. You've got to watch it. It has all of the 1996 Olympic women's basketball players and how basically their win at the Atlanta Olympics cemented the WNBA, and several of those players played at Tennessee. And you see how President Clinton and Hillary Clinton at the time were huge Lady Vol fans and big, big fans of Carla McGee. So you already are sort of, if you've watched that, you're already sort of aware of just how incredible the program was and has been at University of Tennessee. So this one is about Tamika Catchings and that 1997 to 1998 season. And again, Pat Summitt, legend in female coaching, really in coaching in general. I mean, unbelievable. So again, at that time, she'd already won 5 national championships, 2 of them in the previous 2 years. So again, it's unequivocally the best in the country at that time. At the 1997-1998 Lady Vols season, they made history with a perfect 39-0 record, the most wins ever in women's collegiate basketball at the time, completing an unprecedented NCAA championship three-peat. So Catch 98 tells their story through the lens of team member and 2020 Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame inductee Tamika Catchings, one of the greatest and in some ways unlikeliest to ever play the game. So I just love those stories. Perfect if you've got kids at home that love sports too. Perfect for anybody who loves basketball. Catch 98. So let's go over that list one more time. Accepted, a fantastic documentary. Perfect for anybody who's fired up about college admissions. It's not what you think it's going to be. It begins with this whole story of this unconventional school and you're asking yourself, I don't know, maybe I'm doing it wrong. What have I been doing wrong? I'm sending my kid off to school. They come home at, 3:30. They've got homework. They've got activities. This school is turning over outstanding results. Maybe this is the way that we need to conduct, high school programs. And then there's a twist to it. And then there's this whole other falling out from it. And you've got to watch it. So it's called Accepted in theaters and on streaming July 1st. The Bridge on HBO Max is out June 30th, a great reality show. Citizen Ash on CNN is out on Sunday, June 26th. It's about Arthur Ashe, great for anybody who loves tennis, especially my husband. But anybody who loves sports, this is a great story of a humanitarian too, Arthur Ashe. So Citizen Ash on CNN, June 26th. Then you're going to want to watch Secrets of the Oligarch Wives on Paramount Plus. That's on June 28th. Endangered on HBO is out June 28th. Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip is on Peacock TV streaming now. Catch 98 on the SEC Network is out now as well. So that is your list. Make sure you get tickets to my live show at the Irvine Improv on July 13th, which is a Wednesday. It's midweek. Come on, you deserve it. You need to come out. You can also join the Facebook group, and I hope that you do. It's at Reality Life with Kate Casey, just in the search button on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter, and you must follow me because you can keep up with all the things that I'm watching each week by going to twitter.com/KateCasey. My Instagram is at Kate Casey, C-A, and my TikTok is It's Kate Casey, I-T-S Kate Casey. You want to check those two out because I'm putting up my list of what to watch each week, which you can also find at katecasey.substack.com. That is a weekly newsletter that comes out every Monday, and you can get a list of what to watch each week. And it's this guide, and it's going to be great for you. You can just reference it by going back to your email and just going through the checklist every week. Also, you can find me with bonus episodes where I go more into depth about the things that I've covered each week and the story behind the scenes of many of my interviews, which are always interesting. And that's by going to Patreon, patreon.com/KateCasey. patreon.com/KateCasey. Don't miss out on those bonus episodes. As always, I'm hoping that you have a great week. I've got a great week in store with guests. Don't miss out. Wednesdays and Fridays, every long-form interview episode every week. And make sure that you share them with your friends by email or text or even sharing on social media. Spread the word of great unscripted television. There's so many great stories to uncover every week, and I am the person that will tell you which ones to watch. So make sure you check that out and pass those on as well. As always, thank you so much, and I will circle back with you on Wednesday and Friday of this week.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.